Now we're back live in the studio and just holding the line for Paula Gilmore. So good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
Paula, this is Parkinson's Association Week. Started on the 8th. The 8th to the 14th of April, yeah.
Yeah, the 8th to the 14th. So we have a whole range of activities running throughout the week.
Okay, what are they?
Well, basically, as a national organisation, we have a comprehensive range of activities around the country to raise awareness. The key thing that we're trying to promote today is our Dáil protest on Thursday at 12 noon outside Leinster House.
And your protest is about funding, I presume?
Well, it's around a number of things. We're trying to raise awareness about Parkinson's disease. Obviously, that's our first thing. But the second thing we want to raise awareness about is the shortage of nurse specialists around the country. In Ireland, we have only 5 Parkinson's nurse specialists, and that is a real concern. 3 of those nurses are Dublin-based, 1 is Galway and 1 is Limerick. So that is a big issue for our members and for people living with Parkinson's around accessing treatment. The other issue we're trying to raise awareness about is access to treatment. DBS, deep brain stimulation, is a treatment for Parkinson's disease, and that is not available in Ireland. So for a lot of people, this is a real concern because they have to travel to the UK. And the third issue we're trying to raise awareness about is the Parkinson's Association and its role, and also the lack of funding. The association receives no government funding.
None?
No, none at all.
Oh, okay.
Our funding is made up of donations and a member support and some small grants, lottery grants and that kind of stuff. But we actually don't receive any core funding. And yet we're a national organisation with 20 branches around the country, each being run by volunteers, and many of the volunteers are living with Parkinson's disease, or their carers or family members are running these services locally.
Okay. Could you explain, now you're talking to someone who knows nothing, absolutely, I'm embarrassed because I don't know anything about Parkinson's. Could you explain to me the disease, like when you get it, or is it an age thing?
Parkinson's disease is a progressive neurological disease and caused by the dying off of the dopamine cells in our brain. The dopamine cells control our movement. So most people would recognize Parkinson's maybe by a tremor, or sometimes it can start in one of your hands as a kind of mild tremor. That may be the early symptoms, but not everybody gets a tremor. So there's two kinds of symptoms associated with Parkinson's disease, motor symptoms and non-motor symptoms. So motor symptoms would be your tremor, freezing, where the body just literally freezes, and when you put your foot in front of you, the command doesn't go to your foot and you don't step forward, so you can fall. So balance is an issue, stiffness, slowness in movement, impaired posture. So they would be all the kind of motor symptoms that we would associate with Parkinson's. But then we have the non-motor symptoms, and that can be dry mouth, problems with swallow, bladder and bowel problems, sleep disorder, and an issue that we hear a lot about, especially on our support line, is anxiety and depression. So the two symptoms, the motor and the non-motor, some people have all of them, some people have only one of them. But they affect you, they affect people differently.
Okay.
And with Parkinson's, there's very much, it's a very much a designer disease. It affects people very differently.
Mm-hmm.
And we would get a lot of calls to our support line from people who have just been diagnosed, and they will be highlighting their issues around, you know, isolation as a result of maybe their freezing, or their tremor, or their slowness of movement, or their mental health. And this will kind of keep people isolated, and it can be a big concern. So that's why I can't emphasize enough the importance of our local support. And our local support, our branches are running a comprehensive range of activities, from dance classes to exercise classes, education sessions, just gatherings for a coffee morning. And all of this just brings people together to learn more about their condition and also manage their condition and also gain support.
Okay, well, what's...
As I said,
sorry, go on.
Sorry?
I was going to ask you a question. What's the earliest stage in someone's life where this Parkinson's might kick in?
Well, there isn't really an age. We would have associated in the past Parkinson's with an older person from maybe 65 onwards, but we're seeing an increase in much younger people being diagnosed with Parkinson's. Only recently, in the last couple of years, we established Young Parkinson's Ireland, one of our groups. And again, that is run by people who are living with Parkinson's and are under 55. We have many members. We have members as young as 25.
Oh.
And you know, the issues people are dealing with when you're 25 are very different to the issues you're dealing with when you're 65. So as an organisation, we have to take that in consideration. So if you're in your, you know, if you're in your early 30s, you're dealing with a mortgage, possibly a new relationship, starting a family. So they're all the issues that young people with Parkinson's will be dealing with. But then as you get older, you're dealing with other issues along with age-related health issues. So, you know, it's the same disease, but it affects people very differently.
Is there any medication? Is there any research, and is there any possibility of kind of staving it off or holding it back with medication?
There is medication when someone is diagnosed. Obviously, there's oral medication, and then as the condition progresses, they would move on to the advanced therapies, and that would include the deep brain stimulation and some of the other treatments that will be available that are device-aided treatments rather than oral treatments. So there is treatment, but none of these treatments have been proven to stop Parkinson's or stop the progression of Parkinson's disease. What they really do is just control and manage the symptoms. There is a lot of research going on, and but none of it is at the stage yet where it can claim to stop the progression of Parkinson's disease. But there is a lot of emphasis on early diagnosis and being aware of your condition, and by doing that, you can kind of, the medication will help the symptoms. But no, there's a lot of work needed in this area, and there's a lot of work being done in this area. But as yet, the medication is really just controlling and managing symptoms. But what we would encourage, and as Parkinson's is a movement disorder, we encourage physical activity. And all of our branches, if you go onto our website, you will see all of our branches have some form of activity. And that may be set dancing or yoga, stretching exercises, chair exercises, to encourage movement. Because as it is a movement disorder, stiffness is a big issue. And for a lot of our members, when they wake in the morning, stiffness, trying to get out of bed, trying to get themselves motivated to get moving is an issue. So we highly recommend exercise. But just to emphasize the point around the nurse shortages, this is one of our campaign messages, the need for a Parkinson's disease nurse specialist. For many of our members who are living in areas outside of Dublin, they have not got access to a nurse. And that would mean that they between appointments with the neurologist, there's great concern and fear. And that's why we will have several hundred people outside Leinster House on Thursday morning to campaign for more nurse specialists. But in the association, the members would fund a nurse specialist. We have a support line here in our Dublin base, and the support line has a nurse specialist callback service. And that nurse is employed by us 2 days a week, and she would ring you back in between your appointments. And a lot of the calls we get to the support line for the nurse are around medication, are around when to take their medication, some issues they may be having. They would find that their term we use is off when you're not in able to participate. You're off, and the medication may just need to be spaced a little. Or for some members, they may be taking their medication straight after a meal, after maybe a high protein dinner, and that can affect the medication. So little tips like that can really help improve somebody's quality of life. And that is the key role of a nurse specialist. And that's why we need more of them available to prevent people having more off time and having this fear and concern in between appointments with the neurologist.
You could be living a long time with Parkinson's.
Yes, Parkinson's is not life ending, but it definitely is life altering. So people will live for many years with Parkinson's and learn to manage the symptoms. But it is progressive, so the symptoms will get worse and the medication will need to be increased, and the neurologist will discuss with you your treatment options. But yes, one's quality of life is definitely affected, but it's not a terminal illness. It's a progressive neurological condition.
It's just your quality goes down the tube, really.
Quality significantly reduces over time. But it can be that can be slowed down by simple steps taken by an individual, and exercise, diet, quality of life can be improved by socializing and trying to keep good positive mental health, and that's why the association really encourages people to get involved in their branches, because there is a branch, there's 20 branches around the country, and each of them will support you, and they're full of people living with Parkinson's or affected by Parkinson's. And you know, you really can't put a price on peer support, the value of being able to learn from someone who has been there and is impacted by the same condition.
What's the numbers in Ireland, say, the numbers? People
12,000 people registered in Ireland living with Parkinson's. The association has about 2,000 members, and that's growing on a daily basis. But 12,000 is the figure that's recorded. But we would believe that that's very understated. There's a lot of people with Parkinson's that haven't been diagnosed for many reasons, and there is also people who are living with the early signs of Parkinson's and haven't yet progressed. But with an aging population, that figure will significantly increase in the coming years.
Do you think that the percentage is increasing all the time? Like most diseases, it seems to be that we're not getting a grip of things. They just seem to be expanding into the population.
Well, it is increasing, and we can tell that by our support line. We would get about 5,000 calls a year to our support line, people who have been newly diagnosed. And again, when someone rings the support line, there's absolute terror. They have been diagnosed with this progressive neurological condition. They would associate Parkinson's with cognitive impairment and loss of physical ability, and there would be great fear. Our calls are increasing. And with an aging population, the numbers will be increasing moving forward. And that's why it's essential now at this point we put mechanisms in place to address moving forward. And that's why I want to highlight the week's activities. And if you go online to our website, you will see that we have a number of things going on. But there's one thing I wanted to maybe bring your attention to, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
We provide a lot of education sessions through the year, and they're usually targeted at people living with Parkinson's, and the neurologists and the nurse specialists and the experts, the physiotherapists and the speech and language therapists, who are very overstretched, give their time free to the association to provide group sessions of education for our members, and we have to acknowledge that and thank them for that. But it's a great resource for our members to learn about their condition. But this week on Thursday evening in the Hilton Hotel, we are running an education meeting, but it's for professionals only. So just to highlight that, it's for professionals only. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to target neurology nurses and the general nurses in the wards, medical professionals in nursing homes, and Parkinson's nurse specialists. And this is on Thursday night in the Hilton Hotel from 6 to 9 p.m. And we would have David Bradley, the consultant neurologist from James's Hospital, Sean O'Riordan, the consultant neurologist from Simpson's Hospital, and Brian McGuinness is from the Mater Hospital, the Parkinson's nurse specialist.
Okay.
So these are wonderful speakers. So if there's anyone out there who's interested in Parkinson's, who's a professional in the sector, this is targeted at a medical audience. So it's not open to the general public.
Just excuse my ignorance, but where is the Hilton? Which Hilton? Is there more than one? Or is
the
it
Hilton
just
in Inchicore.
The Hilton in Inchicore.
Yes, the new Hilton in Inchicore in Dublin. But we ask you to register because we have great, there's great demand for this education session, because again, not only are we getting calls from our members, people living with Parkinson's, and their families wanting information and education around Parkinson's, we're also getting calls from nursing homes wanting us to come and give talks to their general staff, because they would have a number of people living with Parkinson's in their facility, and we don't have those resources. We only have 2.5 staff. We receive no government funding. Our support line is part-time, and that's why we're appealing to the Minister for Health to put funding, make funding available to the Parkinson's Association of Ireland, the national body that is representing the Parkinson's community, mm-hmm. and providing this education for professionals and non-professionals.
Oh, okay, good.
So that if you register at national office at parkinsons.ie, if you're a medical professional, this is an education meeting worth attending.
Well, it sounds that way. Yeah, it sounds for the professionals. Yeah, tell me this: worldwide, is there much research on this disease? Like, is there a big push from the drug companies?
There is, and there has, you know, there's lots of wonderful organisations around the country, the European Parkinson's Disease Association, Parkinson's UK, the Michael J. Fox Foundation, and they're all doing research, and there is...
So there's hope, there's a bit of hope there, is there? Some hope for
Yes, there is hope, and I have heard neurologists say on a number of occasions that there will be a cure for Parkinson's, and it's not that far away.
Good.
You know, we have participated as an organisation. One thing I will say about the Parkinson's community that I work with, they are so willing to be involved in research. When Trinity College or University College Cork, any of the colleges ring us, or any of the groups doing research, and they want to get people living with Parkinson's to participate in their study, our members are so willing to participate because they want to be part of something bigger. They want to be part of finding a cure. And there is research going on for all different aspects of Parkinson's. There's research around stem cells. There's research going on for finding a cure. But there's also research going on to improve quality of life. Research into the benefits of movement, the benefits of speech and language therapy, the benefits of addressing the motor and non-motor symptoms of Parkinson's. So there is lots of stuff going on, but I suppose what we need to focus on now is that there's 12,000 people living with Parkinson's in Ireland. We have an ageing population. This number is going to increase, and we need to ensure that those people have access to services. And if you do not live in the Dublin area, you are travelling to see a neurologist. There's waiting lists for a neurologist once diagnosed. And again, when you're diagnosed with a condition, it's a terrifying time. And what you need to do is you need to get to a professional and you need to be reassured. And that can take, in some cases, up to 2 years to get an appointment with a neurologist.
2 years?
So that's where we have a key role to play on our support line and our nurse callback service. But when I go around the country, people say to me, there's no point having a problem on a Monday if your nurse only works on a Wednesday and Friday. And I agree totally. But unfortunately, our funding, our donations will only stretch to that role being 2 days a week.
Okay. Which is really sad, really, when you think of it, you know. It is.
And, you know, it's a very debilitating condition for a lot of people. And as it progresses, it gets more difficult. And, you know, we also have to acknowledge carers and family members because, you know, they're the ones that are supporting a person living with Parkinson's on a daily basis. They're the ones that are assisting them with getting up and getting ready and getting motivated. And it's very difficult. And you know, they're the ones that keep people out of hospital, keep them out of nursing homes and keep the family together
and manage
this condition within the family.
Well, the family is a big thing in everything, isn't it, really? The family is your number one support.
It is, you know, it's very difficult. Parkinson's is a difficult condition because it's, you know, as I say, we are aware of the motor symptoms, the freezing, the stiffness, the impaired balance, but, you know, the non-motor symptoms. For a lot of people on medication, they can experience maybe hallucinations.
Oh.
They can experience you know, compulsive behaviour. And, you know, we would get a call to our support line from family members saying that their loved one is literally just, their behaviour is totally obsessive or compulsive, and what do they do? And again, our nurse is key in addressing that. And sometimes it can be the medication. It can be that the dosage needs to be looked at. You know, so it's a lot of these issues that people are dealing with, managing this condition, can be addressed if they have access to a nurse, a Parkinson's nurse specialist. And that's why I emphasise the importance of that.
And that's why
we will be outside the doors protesting. And that's why there's a number of walks going on around the country. We'll have a walk on Saturday morning in Harold's Cross, around the park there at 11 o'clock, if anyone fancies joining us. Again, it's just to raise awareness. We had a walk in Cork and Mayo on Sunday. Next Saturday, we'll have one in Wexford. So all around the country. So I say, if you go onto our website, there's a programme of events nationwide, and it'll cover the Dáil protest, the unity walk, the awareness raising, the online conference.
What's the website's address?
Our website is www.parkinsons.ie.
Oh, okay.
And that will give you,
fairly straightforward.
Google, yeah. Parkinson's Association of Ireland, and it will give you all the information you need. And also, we encourage you to go on to our Facebook or Twitter and follow us there, because as stuff is coming in, we're streaming it live, so there's a bit of activity going on there. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and as an organisation that has very little funding, we are depending on individuals, we are depending on our members, and I just, you know, I'm blown away sometimes when I go to one of our branch meetings and I see this army of strength of people living with Parkinson's, people supporting carers, family members, all just getting together to provide a better service for themselves, and it really is. It's uplifting.
It's a familiar scene with most diseases, really, in this country. I mean, in every country, I presume, that there's never enough money to cover everything, and the families and that have to support and have to do the work.
But you know, the neurological sector is funded, is underfunded, right across the board. You know, I mean, I totally appreciate, and I think everybody appreciates, that there will never be enough money to go around.
Never.
But I do believe that people with Parkinson's and people with any condition deserve basic rights. They deserve basic access to
some support.
To a nurse specialist and a neurologist.
Yes. Yeah.
These are basic human rights. That nobody's looking for anything more than their basic human rights.
Okay.
To have access to treatment in their area.
Okay, Paula, have I covered everything?
I think we've covered everything.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So we'll just get
12 o'clock on Torsey outside
Leinster House.
Our education meeting in the Hilton Hotel in Kilmainham for professionals only, and you must register for that. So
maybe
just get on our website or give us a ring.
Great, okay. Well, thanks, Paula, for a very informative interview, especially with someone like me who knows nothing about it. I thought, like most people, Parkinson's was just a shaking, but you've enlightened me greatly. So thank you very much for coming on. Thanks for giving us your time, and good luck with the protests.
Thank you for your time. And just, our support line is open, our free phone helpline, 1-800-359-359, if anybody'd like to ring in and have a chat with our staff here.
So that's 1-800-359-359. Yeah,
well, and that helpline is available to people living with Parkinson's and their families, if they want to access support.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for your time.
Cheers. Bye-bye.